Now, we've been talking about Gardaí a lot this morning in terms of their role last night, in terms of the tattoo story from yesterday. And this all comes in the context of, I suppose, reforms of the way the Gardaí have worked or are working over the last number of years by the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris. The Garda Representative Association, of course, has been balloting members on whether they have confidence in Garda Commissioner Drew Harris. The association represents almost 12,000 rank and file Gardaí, and the decision to hold a vote of no confidence in the Commissioner was made at a meeting of the GRA's Central Executive Committee in the last week or two. The GRA said that under the leadership of Commissioner Harris, there have been 71 resignations this year, and there's a crisis in morale, recruitment and retention. With 116 Gardaí on suspension, the GRA also unhappy with discipline and says too much bureaucracy is turning investigators into administrators. The association's interim general secretary, Ronan Slevin, said these prolonged issues have been identified with the commissioner, and that Commissioner Harris has failed to address the issues, and the GRA was left with no option but to ballot its members. Well, with me on the line is Deputy Michael Healy-Ray, independent deputy, who has an issue as well with Commissioner Harris from the point of view of Kerry Gardaí. Deputy Healy-Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Jerry, and to your listeners.
What are you hearing about the views of Gardaí in this county about Drew Harris?
Well, Jerry, I'd like to think that I have my feet firmly on the ground when it comes to all issues in County Kerry. But with regard to this issue, I'm meeting and I'm listening to Gardaí, who are going about their work diligently in our county and beyond. And first of all, we're in unprecedented waters at present, because in my memory, this is the first time that there ever has been a motion or a vote of no confidence in the way that this is actually happening. Just to let your listeners know, this is the same as an election in a way, but it's postal votes. The votes were actually posted out last Monday, and they have to be posted back in by the 11th of September. And what it is you have approximately 12,000 Gardaí who are being asked a question. And the question is simply, do they have confidence or not in their boss? Now, unless I'm picking this up wrong, Jerry, and I'd be very glad to come on your radio after the votes are counted, but my opinion, my humble opinion is that hearing what I'm hearing on the ground and listening to it, there will be a resounding vote of no confidence in the Commissioner. Now, what I believe to be wrong and very arrogant of anybody is the Commissioner has already come along and said that regardless of what the vote is, he's continuing in his job regardless. And also then, Leo Varadkar and the Minister have said they have every confidence in him, regardless of anything also. Mm. So what everybody is sort of saying is that, well, if the guards are unhappy and if they don't have confidence in him, well, at the same time, We all have confidence in him, and it's fine, he can carry on regardless. I don't think that's right. I think you have to listen to people on the ground. If there was an election tomorrow morning, Jerry, and if I didn't get enough votes, I couldn't come along and say, well, I'm not happy with that. You would have to take your beating, and you would have to go home with your head down and say, well, I'm not wanted. And I think that if the guard, the commissioner, if the people that he's supposed to represent don't have confidence in him, and if they feel that he's a man that can't be negotiated with, morale is on the floor at present, and he is very difficult and extremely difficult to negotiate and get on with. It seems to be his way or no way. And I mean, at present, if you just take one issue at present, and that is the roster. The roster that the Gardaí are working on at present, they're happy with it. It's working. It's effective. We all hear about Gardaí numbers on duty and on the ground. Well, from an effectiveness point of view, the roster that is there at present is actually the best one that they've ever worked with. Everybody's happy with it, and it's ensuring that we have the most amount of Gardaí on the ground.
Yeah.
If you change this, and if you go from the four on to four off, and if you go to six on and four off, would you believe it that will actually result in less Gardaí being on the ground at any given time? So we have a commissioner whose answer to the crisis that we have with regard to policing is he wants to change it. And I actually believe, and again, Jerry, now I'm very mindful of what I'm saying, this is my opinion, he wants to change it, in my opinion, because the Gardaí like it. In other words, it's a case of, well, it might suit them, but it doesn't suit me, and I'm the boss. And I don't think that's the right way to be in charge of any organisation.
Okay,
Jerry.
And maybe that's the case, maybe it isn't the case from that point of view. Is there a possibility here, though, that he's trying to reform the force? And a lot of reform has happened over the last number of years, a lot of necessary reform. And he's looking at the roster situation from the point of view of making changes to how he feels Gardaí will best be able to police it. And if the rank and file Gardaí, if it's uncomfortable for them or they don't want to change, that change is difficult, could that be the situation? That it's, he feels this is the best for the force, this will get the best out of them. The GRA and the grassroots are saying, no, 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 that's all wrong. Someone has to run the show at the end of the day, Deputy Ray, don't they, and make a decision at the top.
They do, Jerry, and a boss is a boss at the end of the day. But one thing, and my late father, if he taught me anything, he taught me this. You're going nowhere unless you can get people with you. And if you're the boss of a group of people, if it's five people on a factory floor, or if it's any small business or a big organization that you're in charge of, you have to be tough and you have to be everything. But at the same time, you have to bring people with you. Now, it's a case of that everybody's wrong, so, and he's right, because at present it seems to be all the time an adversarial position he's taking against the very people who he's supposed to be working with and listening to. Now, if you take the GRA, for instance, I have great personal time for the GRA, and the reason I do so is because, in my opinion, they're very democratic. In each area, in each division, in each county, you have your GRA representatives who have always done their job diligently, in my opinion. They take the message up to Dublin. The group of them that are there, then they negotiate with the minister, with the commissioner, with all of the different, we'll say, from a political and every other point of view, and they bring the message from the ground up, and I really have faith in the GRA. But ever since he has taken over the role, it seems to be argument after argument, and it's a case of all the time that he's right and they're wrong.
But is that not in part because of the unprecedented reforms that the Gardaí have had to make, the policing report and all of that? Like, they're going through a period of unprecedented change. Is that not why, or does that not explain why there are these arguments? Change is difficult, it's tough.
It is, but what about if some of the changes that you're wanting to make will actually not be good on the ground afterwards? And I'm after citing, for example,
and the rostering situation.
Rostering. And like, Jerry, you know it yourself. The Gardaí that everybody meets at present, they all say, yes, the roster that we have, we're working with it from a family balance point of view and everything. It's working best for them. But I really believe that the reason he's against it is because they are all for it.
Okay.
If they weren't for it, and if they wanted something else,
let me put this point to you. You're talking about the GRA, but what about the Association of the Garda Sergeants and Inspectors and the Association of Garda Superintendents? They've both said, for the first time, the issue of having no confidence in Mr. Harris has never arisen within their associations. They're contrasting with the views of leadership of the Garda Representative Association, which has put the ballot out there. And they were queried by the Irish Times in the paper this morning. Both AGSI and AGS said the issue of their associations having no confidence has never arisen, though neither made any comment on the GAA or its motion of no confidence. They seem happy enough with how things are going.
No, I'm very glad you raised that point, because I read those reports as well earlier today. And the one thing I'll say to you about that is, if you look at that, you must read what's between the lines. What they're saying in that is that they're waiting to see what the result of the poll is going to be. And the one thing that will affect the poll now, remember, is that I believe that the majority, the vast majority of people who will cast their vote, I honestly believe they will say, no, we have no confidence in our commissioner. But the worry that I would have is, like every vote, what sort of a return of the poll will there be? Now, I actually believe that it's such a serious issue that they will vote. But the AGSI and the other associations, I think when they will see the result of that poll, they will have
to change their views. Okay.
Exactly.
What would you say to someone who's...
I really believe that.
Yeah, you're suggesting that, you know, the Taoiseach and the Minister for Justice shouldn't have confidence in him if the GRA say they have no confidence. Are you not entering dangerous waters there? With the rank and file, what about the possibility of a future commissioner coming in, trying to do something that's difficult and trying to make change difficult, and the GRA turning around having this power, under what you're saying, to get rid of the commissioner when they don't like what he or she is doing in the future? Is that not dangerous territory we're going into?
You're perfectly correct. That's a very good point to make. But the issue that I have with the statements that they made was that they didn't have to say what they said when they said it. In other words, they came along and they literally signed a blank cheque for the commissioner, because they've said, regardless of what the Gardaí say about you, we're back you anyway. What they should have been saying is, they should have been conciliatory. They should have been saying, look, from our point of view, as Minister for Justice, as Taoiseach of the country, we will have to wait and see what the Gardaí say, and we will have to deal with that situation then. I wouldn't expect them to go coming out and saying, oh, well, we're the same as the Gardaí, we've no confidence in you either. So that would lead to a crisis situation. They couldn't go doing that. But what they could have done is not given this blank political check to the commissioner saying, well, you have our support anyway, and the government are standing full shore behind you. Because there's one thing that needs to be said here, Jerry. I don't mind coming out and nailing my colours to the mast today and saying that I have great concerns about the future of this commissioner, because I just have those concerns. They're my personal opinion. I'm sure that his own personal integrity, and that I'm sure that he's a great man in other ways. But I'm just saying I don't have confidence in him in the job that he's at present. But by the government doing what they are doing, where are all the backbench TDs then? Where are all the other people who are TDs around the country? What are they saying? Are they backing the commissioner as well? Because when Drew Harris, or when Leo Varadkar, and when the minister comes out and says what she says, are they speaking then? So for, we'll say, even because of the coalition, are they also speaking for Fianna Fáil? Are they saying that rank and file TDs up and down the country are saying, well, we're not really taking on board the concerns of the Gardaí? Because if they do, Jerry, talking brass tacks about this, they'll pay a high political price when it'll come to general or even local elections, because people will say, well, are they listening to us at all?
Yeah. Michael, let me ask you this question finally.
Have families, their connections, their relations.
They do indeed.
They're a flock of people.
Yeah.
If you take 12,000 guards, and if you say that every guard could influence 20 people at least, which I'm sure they could, that's a block of a quarter of a million votes.
Yeah. Michael, let me ask you this question finally. In response to queries, Garda headquarters said that Commissioner Harris remains of the view the GRA's forthcoming ballot is extraordinary, unnecessary, he pointed out. It pointed out Mr. Harris had recently met the GRA, set out the steps he was taking to address many of its concerns, including the recruitment of new Gardaí to stem falling Garda numbers. And that's a big issue for the GRA, I know, in terms of numbers and numbers going in training. What's your view on the decision that was taken to defer three trainees from Templemore because they had visible tattoos? Do you think that the Garda dress code needs to be updated, or do you think it's fair enough that if you have a visible tattoo, then you shouldn't be a guard?
I have a very strong opinion on this. You remember the time, Jerry, which wasn't long ago, when Gardaí literally had to stretch themselves before being measured because they had to be a certain height. The guards management realised they had to give that up, and that rule was disbanded. I don't want to get into personal people, but you know of one highly reported case recently where a guard, he had a personal tattoo because of a situation in his own family with a child who was going through illness at that time, and he had a personal tattoo for that reason on his arm. For goodness sake, Jerry, does it make any difference? Are you trying to say so that in life, I don't mean you now, but I mean, are the guards trying to say that in life, if I roll up my sleeves and if I don't have a tattoo, and if I I'm meeting some other friend of mine who has tattoos, does that mean that there's something wrong with him from a social point of view? Does that mean that they're not as good as a person? Does that mean that they're a rougher type of person? Sure, if a person has tattoos, it's because of their personal choice. And you must remember now, Jerry, we had referendums and everything which the motto was, it's my body, it's my choice, right? Now, we seem to be living, and when we talk about sex and when we talk about gender, it's all about choice, and it's about you can do what you want to do with your body. And here we are telling people, well, remember now, Johnny or Mary, when you're a young teenager, if you ever want to go into the guards, make sure not to put a tattoo on your body because you'll be debarred from that job. I think that's a completely antiquated idea. And at a time when we want to bring people into the force, and believe me, Jerry, it is extremely difficult. I've been contacted recently from people of the class, the last class that were recruited. And when they received their stations, I personally dealt with at least three or four people who said, no, I'm not taking up the job. And I have to be honest, Jerry, I tried as hard as I could. I was the same as their mother or father. I was saying, for God's sake, it's a career. Will you please try it for a year or two and see how you get on? And I have to admit, I failed. So So if we're finding it so hard to recruit young people, surely this is what I would call actually a silly, stupid obstacle that should be taken out of their way, because it's also an insult on every person in Ireland today who has a tattoo. Are we really seriously trying to say you're not as good as
you're not fit to be a guard? Okay, there, Cleary, we're out of time. We're going